With a look at Radio K-Man's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. A man is recovering in the hospital today after a two-car crash in Red Bay on Wednesday. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says shortly after 5:20 a.m., emergency crews were sent to a collision involving a Honda Fit and a tractor on Shamrock Road. The Honda Fit sustained extensive frontal damage, and the driver was carried out to the hospital, where he remains in stable condition with, quote, non-life-threatening injuries. Blood, however, was collected from the Honda Fit driver, who has been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. The Ministry of Health heads to the Public Accounts Committee to address outstanding recommendations to tackle inefficiencies flagged in a recent Auditor General's report. Deputy Chief Officer Babeth Ogaro provided updates on 16 outstanding recommendations, 12 of which were more than 5 years old. She explained that 10 of the recommendations had been completed, with 5 in progress and 1 not accepted.
So the one that has not been actioned at this point is 128, which is the government should evaluate the design and performance of the K-Health program and, as appropriate, extend its cover to a wider population.
Mrs. Ogaro noted that this had not been accepted due to the anticipated cost. Instead, the ministry was exploring the HEARTS program.
The program that the ministry is looking at to reduce the cost of medication and also to reduce the barriers to access the care for things such as hypertension, heart disease, diabetes, and so forth, and bring it to the community rather than you having to come to us. The steps have been taken based on the STEP survey that recorded certain statistics for the Cayman Islands, that those are some of the highest issues affecting, health issues affecting the Cayman Islands population.
Addressing concerns raised by the committee about reports of nurses working without verified credentials or qualifications, the DCO told PAC members these would be addressed through strengthened inspection services and revisions to practitioners' license under appropriate legislation. And as you heard right here on Radio Cayman, the European Space Union says August 2026 was the joint warmest month ever recorded globally, tied with July 2023. And Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has been chatting with the Department of Environment to find out what that means for Cayman.
In addition to air temperature, Copernicus reports August also saw the global average sea surface air temperature hit nearly 1.5 degrees Celsius, higher than the estimated pre-industrial baseline. That's about 3 degrees Fahrenheit. Manager of the Department of Environment's Environmental Management Unit, Lauren Dombowski, tells Radio Cayman, intense heat is dangerous for people, agriculture, and the natural environment.
In some of the Department of Environment's research, we are finding that higher sand temperatures reduces the hatching success of turtle nests and creates an extreme female bias because temperature determines whether turtle hatchlings are born male or female.
She says that's why it's so important to keep trees and plants on the beaches to provide some much-needed shade for local turtle nests. Hot water also encourages more sargassum to grow.
Our coral reefs are already under stress, and high temperatures can cause a rise in coral disease and death.
Ms. Dombowski says most plants and animals use environmental and seasonal cues like temperature for parts of their cycle, so changing temperatures changes their behavior.
Some models are suggesting that a 1.5 degrees Celsius increase in annual average global temperatures would reduce the range of agricultural crops that can be successfully grown in the Caribbean.
Heat stress reduces livestock, health, and productivity, so, quote, extreme temperatures also impacts local food security in the Cayman Islands. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United States is marking the 25th anniversary of the September the 11th attacks on New York and Washington. All living former U.S. presidents attended a ceremony at Ground Zero. President Trump was at the Pentagon. The Houthi movement in Yemen says it's taken control of 5,400 square kilometres of territory bordering the Red Sea. Speaking anonymously, government officials have told the French news agency that the Houthis now control the west coast of Yemen. A record is about to be set for the Atlantic hurricane season, with not a single hurricane yet formed. The unusually quiet period has been linked to the El Niño phenomenon. The British Parliament has voted down a new attempt to legalise assisted dying in England and Wales. The bill would have allowed adults with fewer than 6 months to live to apply to be given help to end their own lives. BBC News.
That's the end of Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin. Stay tuned. The financial report and weather forecast are next.